866-223-6.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's fall. And the weather is wonderful. This is the time of the year where we can get outside, get a lot of fall cleanup done. And if you need some help on what you should be doing to prepare your gardens, your lawn, and your property for the arrival of the new season with your house plants at this time of the year, because they're going through a lot of changes, just like outside, the indoor plants are changing too. And you, give us a call, 800-259-9231. This is the time of the year that we actually prepare for the spring for a lot of us. If you want something that's going to really get you excited in April in May of next year, you have to start thinking about it now. And that's planting your tulips, your daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and then all of the minor bulbs. They call them minor because they're smaller. They're not as planted as the tulip or the daffodil, not as well known, but I'll tell you, if you want unusual flowers, texture, color, shape, size, try something different this year. There are so many unusual flowering bulbs, and some that will come early, some that will come when there's still snow on your property. For those of you that do get snow, for those of you that don't, they come early to get you excited about the arrival of spring, the end of the winter season. And that's all possible with little tiny bulbs the size of your thumb or smaller. And we'll talk about some of those today. Also did a story for you in the newsletter this week about the allium family, and the allium family are called flowering onions. And if you've never grown flowering onions before, you should think about it. There are literally hundreds of different flowering onions, all different colors, all different heights. Some will only grow about 6 to 8 inches tall. Some will grow 4 feet tall with a bloom 10 inches in diameter. And the bloom is made up of little tiny flowers that resemble stars, all in bloom in your garden. Absolutely gorgeous. So there's a lot of unusual flowers. And now is the time to visit your local garden center, your nursery. If they don't have a good assortment, go on the internet and take a look. There are beautiful things, unusual flowers, unusual colors. If you're planting a wedding for May, you can plant flowers that will be in bloom so that your home looks incredible for that May or even April wedding. Can you imagine the wedding, the party afterwards, and then everybody goes to the bride's parents' homes or the groom's parents' home, and the gardens are all in bloom with beautiful tulips, daffodils, and a lot more. Now, if we can help you to plan that, 800-259-9231. Lots to do in the garden. The lawn has to be put to bed. Maybe you're being visited by raccoons or skunks, because they're still active right now. The weather is still relatively nice every place. And sometimes before these creatures go to bed for the winter, they want a last meal. And if they know that your lawn has grubs in them, they can dig it up. But you can't use the same product at this time of the year that you did during the spring and summer months. The season is short now, and you need to use different products to control those insects. You can still plant a new lawn, believe it or not. The seed will germinate, it will grow. Lots to do. Cleaning your perennial beds, cleaning your vegetable garden, raking leaves, that's a fun part of the fall season. Make a big, big pile, then just fall into the pile. Smell the beautiful fragrance of the fall foliage, the pine needles. When you're done playing with them and the kids, don't bag them. Don't put them on the side of the road. Recycle. Put them in your compost pile. Put them directly in your garden. And what I do with my foliage, if there's a little bit on the lawn, I mow it. I just chop it up with my lawnmower, and it goes right into your lawn. If there's a lot, rake them up. Drag them to your vegetable garden. Put them in a long row right beside your garden. Take your lawnmower. Slowly push your lawnmower over the pile of leaves. As the blade spins, it will grind them up into small pieces. Blow them right into the garden, where during the winter months, they'll decompose, and they will turn into rich organic matter. So don't dump those leaves. Don't throw them away. Use them to improve the quality of your soil. Leaves that have been ground up, applied over your garden, will turn into a material similar to peat moss. So why go buy a big bale of peat moss when you have bags and bags of beautiful golden, red, orange foliage all over your yard? Pick them up. Grind them up with your lawnmower near your garden. Blow them right in there and help to improve the quality of your soil. A soil that will hold the fertilizer better. It will hold more moisture. It will encourage the microbes, the bacteria, the mycorrhizae to come into your garden and make next year's garden even better. So there's a lot to do. If you don't have any leaves, you can plant what they call green manure crop. It's actually called winter rye. And if you live near a farm, you're probably going to notice in the weeks to come that their fields where they had corn, they don't allow them to stay barren all winter long. They spread a big, big grass seed called winter rye. They scratch it into their fields during the month of late September and throughout October. It will germinate, and it will look just like grass. When the winter weather comes, the ground will freeze. It will stop growing. When the spring weather arrives, the soil begins to thaw, then you're in for a treat, because the grass will wake up, it will continue to grow, and could grow as much as 2 feet. But underground is the real treat, because the root system of winter rye can grow up to 1 mile in length. In late April, early May, we take your weed whacker. You cut down the winter rye grass.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth. The foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. It's fall. It's a great season, so let's take advantage of it. Halloween is next Monday, so a lot happening in the next few days. We're still trying to put the garden to bed, do some fall decorating, and if we can help you, call us, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready for the fall season?
Oh, of course.
Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Daryl from Massachusetts with a question about soil composition.
Okay, tell us about your soil. Is it heavy or is it on the sandy side? Hello? Good morning. Can you tell us about your soil?
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
This is Daryl from Hyannis, Massachusetts.
Hi, Daryl.
I got a question about soil. Yes, I didn't hear no prompt. The soil is going on. I want to find out, soil in its purest state, without bugs, without leaves or anything of that nature, what is in soil that causes that when you put a seed in the soil that causes the seed to germinate? What is soil made out of chemically or scientifically, it causes the seeds to germinate?
Well, it's not really what's in the soil. It's the seed itself has... The seed itself is the perfect item. It has a little baby plant. It has food to help that plant germinate so that you don't really need any soil to germinate the seed. And the soils will vary so much. If you live in New England, you're accustomed to nice, rich, dark brown colored soil. Cape Cod, it's sandy soil. You move down to Georgia, and it's a red clay. You move down south to Florida, and that's always amazed me. I don't know how anything can grow in Florida because it's all sand. And the first time I dug a hole to plant something in Florida, it was like playing in the sandbox. But yet, they grow incredible citrus. They grow incredible vegetables with the help of a fertilizer. But every soil is different. And depending on how the soil is treated will determine the overall response from the seed. But when you buy a seed, everything is in there that you need for it to germinate and begin to grow. I can remember going to Marysville, Ohio, to the Scotts corporate offices, and they planted on asphalt grass seed, and it was growing on tar. As long as they kept it wet, it grew right on tar. You can grow anything in any medium as long as you can help to provide what's needed, and that's moisture and nourishment. So a good soil will contain organic matter. And the main need for organic matter is the ability to hold moisture, the ability to give a home for the microbes, the things that we can't see that help the root system and the top of the plant to grow, to retain the fertilizers that the plants need to grow. But the seed is the perfect package. And you can take, for example, and we used to do this with our kids, we would take a clear glass, put some corn or green beans in it, and fill it with cotton. Put the green beans up against the glass, add water, and the kids could watch the bean germinate in the wet cotton so they could see the stem, the roots, and then eventually the leaves come out of the top. So it's all conditioning, and that's important.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and help you to get your property ready for the changes of season. So you switch your outdoor gardening to the indoor. And if you need some help with some of your indoor plants that may be reacting a little differently, you know, when you have plants that are out that are outside for the summer and then you bring them in, there is a response. One of the responses is some of the foliage is going to fall from the plant. And that's due to the light change, because outside you have light coming in all directions. Once you bring it inside the house, it only comes in through the window. The humidity level, which is big, because outside you're getting that nice morning dew on the foliage every day. The air has got plenty of moisture. Then you bring it inside the house, and, you know, the days are getting colder, so you shut the windows. You're not getting the humidity coming in. The furnace comes on, and if you have forced hot air heat, that eliminates most of the humidity around the plants. So there's a lot of changes. And if things are reacting in an unfavorable way, call us. Let us know, and we'll try and work together. The other thing is, if you had tropical plants outside and you brought them in, make sure that the first thing you do, and hopefully before you bring them in, is that you check them over for the possibility of insects on them. And you treat them before you bring them in. If they're already in the house, check the plant carefully. Look under the foliage. Look at the stems. And make sure that you didn't bring any creatures from the outside into your home, where now they're going to get nice and warm inside. They could explode and you could have real problems. So check them out. If you have a problem, call us, 800-259-9231, and we will work together to eliminate the problem. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about winter rye.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, did you just say that to get my attention? Was it really 1 mile?
It does, yes.
The roots grow 1 mile.
The roots will grow 1 mile. I mean, they won't be a mile long. You'll have all kinds of side shoots.
Yeah.
But that's why farmers use it. When I was at school at the University of Mass, and we were learning about the soil texture and the soil quality, that was one of the cover crops that they always told us to recommend, that winter rye was really good because you had a mile of roots and you could get up to 2 feet of foliage growing that you cut down with your lawnmower or your weed whacker. Because if you try and rototill and you've got a foot of grass, it's going to tangle with the tines of your rototiller. But once you blend all that stuff and you cut up the root system, it's like growing your own peat moss. And for sandy soils, you're making it able to retain the moisture and the food. Now, for example, if you live on Cape Cod and your soils are sandy and you get a heavy rain, everything just kind of leaches out of the garden. You start growing winter rye, it retains the moisture, retains the fertilizer. Now, if your soils are clay, really hard and compact, and you grow the winter rye in the garden, it, as the roots move through the clay, they make a little air pockets so that when you rototill, it will break apart the roots, soften the clay, and now it's not just pure clay anymore. You have all the organic matter from the root system of the plant, and it will break it apart so that when you plant in the spring, the root system of the new seedling has an easier time to move through it. It's not like trying to push through silly putty, you know, or modeling clay. It softens it. So the better you prepare the soil in the fall, the better your garden will be in the spring. And that's why I say, don't throw the pine needles away. Don't throw your leaves away. Put them in your garden. Now, Scotts, for example, last year, did some research, and I went to see some of the different things that they did in July. And they took a piece of land. They took half acre of perfect lawn, and they put nothing on it in the fall. They took the other half acre, and they added 2 inches of leaves, all kinds of leaves, it didn't matter, but 2 inches of fall foliage, spread it all over the lawn, ran the lawnmower back and forth, ground up all of the foliage into small pieces with the lawnmower. When they got done, they fertilized the section that had no leaves and the section that had ground up leaves on them. left it there for the winter. In the spring, the leaves were all gone. They all broke down. The grass, when it came to spring, was a big difference. They had both been fed. But the half acre that had foliage ground up, pine needles and leaves, was greener, was thicker, and they found that during the summer, that parcel of land looked better than the one without the foliage. So, take those leaves, grind them up with your lawnmower, and Mother Nature will break them down, changing them to a peat moss type form of organic matter, and that will help to retain the moisture during July and August. It's just like buying a bale of peat moss, spreading it over your lawn, raking it in, and letting it sit there. You're building the quality of your soil. So save your leaves. Put them to work for you. All it is recycled energy from your tree. It's not bad stuff. Grind them up and put them to work in your garden. 800-259-9231. Now, if you have moss in your garden or in your lawn, now is the best time to take care of it. Moss is a sign that your soil is acid. And what happens is, if your soil becomes acid, the fertilizer that you put on it or in it, the acidity will grab a hold of some of that food and hold it and say, you can't have it. It's mine. So your plants will not be able to get everything that you put into the ground. When you take that acidity level, which is called pH, when you increase the pH, the microbes, the bacteria, the fungi that live in the soil can use more of the fertilizer. It becomes more available because the acidity is not as strong and not as able to grab a hold of that food that you put on it and retain it. So if your gardens did not produce like they should, like you feel that they should, buy a bag of lime. Apply it to the garden now. Now, the old-fashioned powdered lime will take 6 months to work because it's rock and you need to break it down. And during the winter is the best time. It freezes, it thaws, and it cracks. And as it breaks down and becomes smaller, it changes the acidity of your soil. Now, if you really have a problem and you want results faster, Jonathan Green has a product called Magic Cal. Now, Magic Cal is a new product over the last 3 or 4 years. In 1 40-pound bag applied to your lawn will cover 5,000 square feet. If you buy a bag of lime, the old-fashioned powdered lime, 1 50-pound bag, to do it right, you need to apply it to 1,000 square feet so that if you have the push spreader, the one that's in the shape of a rectangle, you open it up all the way, pour your lime into it, push it, and it will just pour out of it. but you have to apply it at that very, very heavy rate to do any good. So one bag per 1,000 square feet. So if you have a half acre of lawn, then you need to buy 20 50-pound bags of lime. Put them in your car, take them out of your car, put it in the spreader, push it back and forth. Wonderful. It will do a good job for you. Buy the Magic Cal. You buy four bags at 40-pound bags, and it will do the same thing. But lime is very important. Lime frees all of the nutrients in the soil so that the plant can better use them. Soils that are less acidic because there's more fertilizer available to the plant will produce more fruit, more flowers, bigger tomatoes, bigger vegetables, more flowers per plant. The color will be better of the blooms. The sizes will be bigger. The color of the foliage will be greener. And the greener the foliage is, the better of a job the plant can do to make that plant grow. So if you've got a vegetable garden, perennial gardens, your number one job this fall, get some lime on the ground. It will pay off in the spring, believe me.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Talk with Tom. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you have a wonderful gardening season. If you get a chance, go to our website, paulparent.com, and I'd like for you to click on to the tour of England that we are planning for the spring. We're going to the Chelsea Flower Show. And when you click on that, it will show you all of the places that we're going. But I want you to click on Wesley Gardens. Wesley Gardens is the first place we're going to. It's unbelievable. This is the headquarters for the Royal Horticultural Society of England. They have a greenhouse that they've just built that's the size of 10 tennis courts. It's incredible. The property is beautiful. And then click on the Chelsea Flower Show. The Chelsea Flower Show is everybody, when you talk about a flower show, you talk about going inside a building. Well, this is an outside and inside flower show. It is the number one flower show in the world. It's not a flower show that you spend 2 or 3 hours and then you go home. This is something that you can spend a half a day or even a whole day looking at. But go to the website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, .com, click on it, and see what we're doing. It's going to take effect in May, starting May 22nd through the 31st. and is put together by CIE. CIE is owned by the British government, and they have developed their own tourist system. And believe me, they want it to work. We dealt with them in Ireland, and it was a very, very incredible tour of Ireland last year. So we asked them to put together something for England. But take a look at where we're going. It's not just gardens. It is an organic garden, the largest organic garden in England, so that you can see how you can grow organically in your garden. We're going to a garden center. We're going to do some touristy things like Stonehenge. We're going to spend a whole day in London looking at all the sites. But check it out. You're going to really, really love it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about a product called Sedum.
Hey, Barry, how can we help you out this morning?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Wonderful, Barry. Good to hear from you.
Paul, I have a sedum wreath that I was given a couple of years ago, which will not last another winter in my house. So I wanted to know if I could cut it back and take it apart and plant the sedum in the ground.
Okay, now are there varieties of sedum that will tolerate our winter weather?
I don't know. I do not know.
Okay. What I would do is, being that they are growing too big to fit on that wreath, I would cut that wreath up in pieces, put them in individual pots, or even better, before you do it, take the wreath to like Skillin's. I know you're in the Portland area. Go to Skillin's Nursery up in Falmouth and ask to talk to Mike. Show Mike the wreath, and he can tell you which of the varieties of sedum are going to be winter hardy and which ones are going to be more tropical. Then what you can do is to cut the wreath or pull it apart. The ones that are going to be winter hardy, plant them in the garden. The ones that are not, pot them up and keep them on your windowsill. So don't put them all up, because you may have a lot of tropical ones that could become wonderful indoor plants on your windowsill during the winter. But take it to Skillin's, see Mike over there, and he'll help you out to determine what's what.